Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless
good evening, good evening, and welcome to Joy and Peace, Women Unified in Christ today. We have another exciting topic that we will be bringing on today. We thank each and every one of you all that's coming on. And before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do on this broadcast. We thank you for each and every person that will tune into this broadcast, because this topic is a topic everyone can use in their everyday life. Every day, someone is not having patience in this life going through the Heavenly Father. So we ask you to come forth like never before. If you want to invite a friend, invite anyone, have them to dial area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And let them know that we're on. And if you want to say something on the program today, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad. Whether you have a cell phone or a rotary phone, hit 1 on your keypad. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we have another exciting topic for today. Today we're going to be talking about patience. You know, throughout life, one of the hardest words to hear is wait. Sometimes we may be exulting wonderingly. Where is God when I need him? That's what a lot of people are saying, even during the pandemic. And yet we are reminded in Scripture, blessed are all those who wait for him to keep them. You'll find that in Isaiah 30 and 18. Patience is developed through faithful waiting. God has a design in even the most difficult situation that will enable our character to become stronger. As we learn patience, we also learn to trust that God has our best interest in mind. He cannot abandon us, and he will always rescue us at just the right time. So today we're going to be talking about patience. A lot of you on the line today, all this week, you all have been going through patience. Whether you realize it or not, it's rush, rush here, rush there. I don't have enough time in the day. Why didn't this happen? This should have happened. Patience. Wait. That's what God is saying. And these last and evil days, we have to have patience. You know, throughout life, patience is the virtue many people find most difficulty to obtain and practice. The seasonal workers of nature can provide the perfect inspiration. You know, as you was coming up, I'm going to give some examples, and I think I'll hit everybody's street that's on the line today. You know, as you grew up, you became impatient. You wanted to get your driver's license. You wanted to begin to date. You was impatient on when you're going to graduate from high school. You want to enroll in college. Wait. If the Lord is ain't waiting. Everything is not going to happen overnight. Osmosis, or just by flipping your hand or the beak of a lighter. You know, I know your grandmother, your mother, or someone, your auntie told you, open the Bible and read James 5, 7, and 8. And it's telling you, be patient. See how far. You know, it's letting you know, for those that want to write those scriptures down, you can go to them later, James 5, 7, and 8. You know, even the farmer, when he plants, he know everything is not, he planted today. He know Monday morning when he get up, it's not going to be done grow that fast. He's got to have patience. Those that like to cultivate flowers and things, when you plant them, when you plant your garden, it's not going to come up overnight. You got to have some patience. You have to wait. And some of our tag words we're going to use today is rescue, wait, develop and situation. You're going to come through some situation, but you don't have no thing but to wait. You have to have patience. And you got to develop that in time with patience. You got to learn how to wait. You know, you have to be patient and stand firm. Take a deep breath and promise to try it. You know, go to God and say, God, teach me to wait patiently. You know, waiting, endless waiting, why does it seem impossible to wait patiently and graciously? For the overdue phone call, you got to wait patiently. Or the long-expected letter, you got to wait patiently. For delayed companies to arrive or a sick one to get better. All those things take patience and waiting. Is there a special ingredient to fill a waiting time and ease the heavy burden that weigh upon your mind? Think about it. Could patience possibly achieve a work which neither else can do? God, teach me to wait patiently and put full trust in you. That's what we got to do. We got to put our trust totally in God. We have to wait patiently. There's the riches of patience. The best way to deal with the pressure of everyday life is to patiently rely on God. Life is not easy to any of us. No branch escaped the pruning knife, no jewel, the wheel, no child, the rod. Circumstances strain us till the cord of our heart threatened to snap. We talking about patience and wait today. It's going hand in hand. You know, our nervous system is overtaxed by the run and competitive of our time. Indeed, we have need of patience. And we cannot live such a life till we have learned, to avail ourselves of the riches of the indwelling Christ. The beloved apostles speak of being a partaker of the patience, which is in Jesus. You'll find that in Revelation 1 and 9. So may we be that calm, unmurmuring, unreviving patience, which made the Lamb of God dumb before his shear is ours. Over in Psalms 27 and 14, the word of God says, don't be impatient. Wait for the Lord, and he will come and save you. Be brave. Stout hearted. And courageous. Yes, wait, and he will help you. We are talking about patience and wait today. To wait, you got to be patient. To be patient, you got to wait. So, you know, no matter what's going on in your life right now, some letters you're expecting and it haven't come. The mail have gotten slower. They're charging you more. Your package or FedEx or UPS say it'll be here today at 3. But at 3 o'clock, it's not there. So you get antsy. You don't have no patience. Well, it was supposed to be here at 3. Well, the driver might have had a wreck. Anything could have happened. You still got to wait. Patience and wait is coming hand in hand. And if anybody in between me speaking would like to come on and talk about patience and wait, please feel free to hit 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. You know, it is better to be patient than powerful. It is better to have self-control than to conquer a city. I have a caller, whatever your code, 917. I'm fixing to bring you on. Give me a few minutes, caller. You are not on the air, caller. feel free to talk about patience today.
Yes, and yes, we got almost the end of Dr. Edna Tuck from Maryland, and we're talking about patience. The definition of patience is ability to wait for a long time without becoming annoyed or upset. See, because a lot of times, and it's ability to remain calm and not to become annoyed when dealing with problems or with difficulty, because what happens is, if we don't wait patiently, like you said, and learn self-control, we want trying to go ahead of God, trying to mess things up that God has for us, because God has a plan for us. But sometimes we don't want to wait for God.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go ahead of God. And by doing that, guess what? God done took us our hand in his hands of him, because that we can't wait. See, we got to wait on God. The word of God just, and if you don't have patience, you wind up having aggressive behavior. You wind up having all types of anger issues because you're not waiting on God. But we got to wait on God for everything, see? We got to wait on God, and we got to pray about everything. If you don't have patience, pray for patience.
That's right.
Pray for patience. That God will give you the patience because you don't want to go ahead of God. Praise God.
No, no. And, you know, if so many people today are going ahead of God, they want this, they want it now like it's microwave. But God is telling them to wait, not right now. But they don't want to have patience. And soon as it don't work out, they go into God. Well, God, did not tell you to wait? Did not tell you to have patience? And, you know, the scripture I just read was found in Proverbs 16:32. It is better to be patient than powerful. Everybody want to be powerful. Everybody want to throw everything in. Oh, I this, I that, I want to do that. It said it's better to have self-control than to conquer a city. You know, people get overwhelmed. You know, all insurmountable problems about to do you. Are you nearly overwhelmed with difficulties, emergencies, and trials of all kinds? That's when your patience gonna really come. You're gonna have some things go hit you. I know all this week, this particular topic I'm talking about today, I had to really be impatient and wait on a lot of things this week because God was showing me more and more of patience. Not, some with me and some with other people. Everybody want to rush everything. Everybody want to jump up and do this. When God is saying, wait, it's not time yet. Or it's coming about, but in his time, not our time. You know, that may be divided appointment, instruction, or instruments for the Holy Spirit to use in your life. It could take days or even weeks. But if you are patient and willing to find out how God planned to use your current struggles, they may become an avenue for spiritual growth. Problems can turn into possibilities. Tribulations can become blessings from that God could get to you in no other way. He said, bring all your problems to the Lord. Hold them up to him in prayer. Sit quietly and wait for him to work. Your restless, spreading accomplishment, nothing. Rest. Wait. Pray. Do nothing that you are not thoroughly convinced in your spirit. He is leading you to do. Give God a chance to work. A lot of people don't want to give God a chance to work. They think he is Santa Claus. He's supposed to ask tonight, it's going to be done in the morning. No, don't work like that. The insurmountable problems that you face today will become God's opportunity to reveal his love and grace to you as you have never known before. Today, our topic is patience and wait. And women, I know this is women unified in Christ. I know women have short patience. The majority of the women do not want to wait on nothing. They want it to be right now, tut, tut, pop, pop. They don't want to wait. They want to run off, haven't consulted God, haven't prayed, haven't thought about it. They just want to jump head first in it. But God is saying, wait. Have patience. You know, when you think about patience, patience develops character. You'll find over in Romans 5, 3 and 4. You can read it at your convenience. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. They help us learn to be patient. And patience develops strength of character in us. It helps us trust God more each time we use it until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. You know, we have to learn to live patiently. We're in a world that's steadily going, steadily moving around, but we have to have patience. You know, you have to rejoice. Run into a problem. Don't throw in the towel. Don't get all upset. Don't go the same words you're going to regret that you can't call back. No trials are good for us. When we go through trial, it's teaching us patience. It's teaching us how to wait. Things like that aren't easy. You're not going to learn it overnight. It's going to come in time. Learn to live with patience, women and men that's on the line. Growing in grace is a process. Developing character hurts. Becoming more Christ-like in all things. Is everyday process called work? But if I have faith, it is possible. I have that crazy faith. I have someone that would like to talk. Just give me a few minutes. I'm bringing you in on my switchboard. Go ahead, area code 832-6490. You are not on the air.
All right. I'm enjoying what you're talking about on patience. And, you know, as I began to think about when I was growing up, I had very little patience. I was very, very impatient. What I wanted it right then. And usually I got it. And when it came a time that I had to wait on something, I didn't like that. And when you don't have patience does change your attitude. But when you have patience, you're willing to wait. You're willing to suffer. You're willing to go through the trouble that you have to go through because you know that patience is a virtue, and that's something that's given by God, and God is going to handle this situation. I think about when we're in traffic. Traffic is something that we cannot control, and we can either have patience or we can sit there, we can get angry, we can let our temper rise, we can get upset, but it does not change the traffic. We still have to sit there and wait. So when you have patience, you change your attitude. When I'm in traffic, I listen to the radio. I listen to messages. I quote scriptures. So you have to get your own peace of mind. You go to the doctor's office, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait. But think about a lot of times we go to church, and we don't have patience to sit in church an hour or two, but we can go to the doctor's office and sit 3 hours. So okay. It's how you deal with your patience. Go to the grocery store, and we stand in long lines, and we get very, very impatient, but you can't do anything about it. So our attitude is something that we have to work on because it is long-suffering. It is forbearing. It is keeping yourself calm because you can cause a sickness by not being patient. You can get your temper to rise. You can cause yourself to have a stroke, and anything can happen. So patience is one of the virtues that we should practice to be patient. We can practice on things to do to be patient. And in doing that, that shows that we are children of God. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Carla. You know, when you have impatience, you're going to have some trials. Use your trials that come to their life on an opportunity through which we learn patience. Like she was just saying, when you go to the doctor's office, sure, they told you your appointment was at 9 o'clock. When you got that, you got 10 people sitting there with the same appointment, 9 o'clock. And you know all you've seen at 9 o'clock. Like you said, when you go to the drugstore, go to get gas, there might be 5 people in all the pumps, and you got to wait your turn to get the gas.
Mm-hmm.
You know? In the grocery store, y'all know that, women. When you go in them grocery store, unless you go in real early like I do, and you get a cashier that just opening up, but other than that, if you, today, today's Saturday, it's after 3. Who want to be in the grocery store this time of day? Because everybody slept all morning. They just going to the store. They mad because they got to stand in a long line and wait. But they could have got up and went when they didn't have over 2 or 3 people in line all the way across the board. But we're talking about patience today. You know, what is the purpose of testing? Patience. God make our trials the instrument of blessing. Too often, our trials work impatient. But God will give grace that his real purpose may be accomplished. Patience is more necessary than anything else in our faith life. We forget that time is nothing with God, for with him, 1,000 years is as 1 day, and 1 day as 1,000 years. You know, Christ's purpose in our lives is that we should be perfect and entirely wanting nothing. You know, when we talk about patience, we got to bring faith in too. The patience of faith. You got to have some faith and patience and wait. I'm going to throw them all in there today. We may need to endure a hard time, but we can trust that whatever happens is part of God's plan. Passion is more than enduring, you all. A saint's life is in the hands of God, like a bow and arrow in the hands of an archer. God is aiming at something the saints cannot see. And he stretched and strained, and every now and again, the saints said, I cannot stand anymore. How many of y'all done said that, women, on this line? God does not heed. God, he goes on stretching till his purpose is in sight. He lets fly. Trust yourself in God's hand. How many times we've been stretched, just like he was on that cross, stretched his arm, his leg. He was stretched for us, you all. But what have you in need of patience just now? Maintain your relationship to Jesus Christ by the patience of faith. Though he slay me, ha, yet will I wait for him. Yet will I trust him. We're talking about patience today. And if anybody would like to say something, just let me know and I'll bring you right back in. You know, when you think about patience, I don't easily learn. A lot of people don't. God know you are not in a hurry. Your plans for me are on time. You need no schedule or reminder. God don't need all. He already know y'all. For I'm always on your mind. I know you have drawn the mosaic, and you're fitting each tile in place. As I continue to follow your plan, God, help me to not hurry or race. Waiting is so often difficult in women. And patience, I don't easily learn. A lot of people don't learn it. But to have my life more Christ-like is for what I seek and yearn. So as my life pattern continues and the next phase begin to unfold, it's you, Lord. I'm trusting and praising. It's in your hands, Jesus. I cling to and hope. I've learned, like a lot of women on this line have learned, I must be patient. Over in Psalms 138:3, it says, on the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. You know, God hear our cry, ladies, for help, and he answer every prayer that we pray. I only need to be patient, ladies. He supplies the how and the way. Women, sometimes it may be immediately in a tangible way, I know, while other times you wait assured that he is strengthening your soul. His grace is all sufficient to meet our heartfelt needs. You know, as we lean upon his promise, walking in faith, he will lead. You know, over in Proverbs 14 and 29, a patient or woman have great understanding, but a quick temper may display violence. You got to learn to wait patiently, no matter what's going on. We often need to patiently endure time and experience in order to be fully prepared for whatever it is God has planned for our lives. This is illustrated in the Bible by the willingness and spirit of Moses, who spent 80 years in preparing for the commission God gave him. God gave each one of us women a commission. Why do y'all think y'all gonna have y'all commission in one day? In 1 month? Here he prepared Moses 80 years in preparation for the commission he had gave him. That means every day God is working on us with patience, developing us, situations we're going to go through in life, women. When I read that, here it took Moses. He had to slow down enough for the madness pace of life to have time to stop and listen. How many people are really stopping and listening to what God is saying? Everybody want to take the bull by the horn and run off. But God is saying, some people 60, 70, 80, 90 years old still don't know what God have called them to do, because they want to take off because so-and-so say, you can do this or you can do that or you can do it better than somebody else or you this and you that. But what did God say? He started telling you day by day what he wants you to do. He gave you an assignment. You didn't even do the assignment he gave you this morning. You took off running like you had gasoline on your drum. You didn't wait for God to finish talking to you. He said, Sadie, I want you to go down there to Evergreen Street and take a bag of groceries. I want you to leave at such and such a time. You going to question God? You going to say, well, why I got to go to Evergreen Street? You going to dialogue with God. He done give you your instruction this morning, Sadie. But Sadie going to get up, fix the bag of groceries, and she going to stop off at Prune Street and not Evergreen. He told her which way to go to Evergreen, but she decided to go to Prune. Did she listen to God, or she took off like she had gasoline on her drawers? She didn't wait completely for the instruction. How many people in ministry, women, that are doing that now? They run off half cocked. They don't wait for the instruction. They don't wait for the assignment. Don't go by what Joe Willis say. Don't go by what Robert Earl say. Don't go by what Mary Lou say. Don't go by what Alice say. Go by what Jesus say. He's been working with you all week on patience. Because, we got somebody want to talk. All righty. Area code 832-2283. You're not on. Go right ahead. Go ahead, Carla.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Carla.
Hi. Giving honor to God and thanking God for you once more. Patience. I had learned patience when I lived in Omaha, and that was before I had the walk that I have with God now to understand that patience and perseverance works for the children of God. If we can be patient, God will bless us. But I learned patience in the mornings when I would go to work. And many of you who worked and have been able to drive a car and go to work, you've been stuck in traffic many a mornings. And you may see someone, you may have a two-lane road. You're in the right lane, and the person behind you all of a sudden whips around you and goes to the left lane thinking that you're the problem of why the traffic is not moving, only to get up there and that left lane is not moving because the right lane can't move because, as you someone said earlier, there's a wreck up in front of you, and you're having to sit there. And God told me while I sat there one day that that person who just whooped around me may be trying to get to the hospital. And they're in a hurry, and they think that's going to get them there. But you sit there, wait patiently for your time, because you never know why that person is doing what they're doing around you. And in that time, I also sat there, and I believe the other lady mentioned this briefly, I start listening to my gospel. Mm-hmm. If the traffic would stop, I'd be sitting there praising the Lord. That's how I learned to be patient in the traffic, because the Lord said, you don't know why that person is in such a hurry, but you sit here and you wait your turn. And while you wait your turn, you glorify me. I'd be in my car praising and dancing and stuff, and then you never know who's watching you. Mm-hmm. While you're sitting there praising God, they may learn that, hey, maybe it ain't that important that I'm in such a hurry. Maybe the reason I'm back here is because if I had been up there 5 minutes earlier, I could have been involved in that particular accident that's got me sitting back here safe and sound now.
Amen.
So I learned patience through that. But I also, my sister who's on here, you told me about patience, always not being in a hurry, sit back, wait, hold down. And there were times that, yeah, I went ahead and did things. But guess what? I also hear you in my head when I do these things and not be waiting on the Lord. This morning, I got up and I was knowing that I needed to get together for the Bible study that we're going to do on Tuesday. And I sat here and I talked to God, and I wasn't patient in waiting to hear his answers, but he just shut me down till he finally imparted this wisdom in me. Because I had a young lady call me and ask me some questions about some things. And God shut me down to let me see, how much do you really want to know about what you're searching for? And it said, it came to me as this: as I explore the words of God, do I have an overwhelming desire to search for the treasure I seek? That is how to live my life for the Lord, as he gives me revelations of his word. Patience. Patience. Do I have an overwhelming desire to be patient for the Lord to reveal to me what his word has to say to me? As I explore his word. And patience is a word from God, because I'm telling you, God had a lot of patience with a lot of us, because we ran from him for the longest time, but he never left us. Now that's the greatest patience of all, the greatest lesson of patience of all. God waited for us so that we could become children of his. Had he not been patient with us and gave up on us, many of us would not be walking the walk that we walk now. And that's all I have to say.
All right, thank you. Caller. And that's what we're talking about right now, patience. Learning to wait patiently and learning to do today what our hands find to do, learning to hear the call of God when it comes.
And amen.
That is what the wilderness is all about.
Amen.
See, found out, Paula, why you wanted to be impatient this morning. You got a call. You found out that you have to wait patiently today to do what your hands and the Lord was telling you to do when it come to responding. And once she submit her life to God's control, she voluntarily surrenders the right to determine or the power to bear the consequence of that decision.
Mm.
And from moment on, you know, no situation can ever come into the life of the believer which has not first passed through the hands of God. My. You know,
may I say
all those that, you know, you have something else to say? Go ahead.
Yes, what I was going to say, to me, one of the greatest words that describes patience is tolerance. You know, we tolerate a lot of things, and it takes patience to tolerate those things. We tolerate people, we tolerate things that go on in our home, we tolerate sometimes bills come in, money may not be there, but we have to tolerate and just say, God, I know a way is being made, I know a door is being opened, but I have to tolerate the situation I'm in. We get in situations that we didn't put ourselves in, and then some of us did, but we have to go through tolerance and just wait on the Lord. We pray and we just wait on the Lord. And I think about Job. Job is a great example. Job had patience. He waited on the Lord. And if you know that you're living for God and you're going through any sicknesses, any struggles, any type of struggles, just be patient. Turn it over to God and say, God, I give it to you, and I'm patiently waiting on you to solve whatever the situation, because I know you're going to come through.
Yes,
okay.
Lord. That is
ooh,
so true. Oh,
wow.
Thanks.
I love that. I love that tolerance, sister. You are so on point. You because when you said tolerance, we have people in our lives that we tolerate, and and just like I said about God, he tolerates a lot of our activities that we do as he patiently waits for us to come to the knowledge of who he is in our lives and surrender our lives to him. We have family members and people that we know who are out there strung out on drugs and alcohol and are fighting against the principalities of life, and we have to be tolerant of them as God has been tolerant of us, patiently waiting for us to come to the knowledge that he is the head of our lives. And I love the fact that you said tolerant, because we do put up with a lot of stuff, and that's the other word, put up with a lot of stuff with friends and family members, and that's what perseverance and patience does for us. We wait patiently for God to bring them to the knowledge of who he is. I love that tolerance, because we do put up with a lot of stuff. Thank you, sister, for that word, tolerance.
That's right.
Powerful.
So that's why we are helpers one to another, because we all don't know it all, and that is a good word, tolerance. I like that.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So when I thought about to be patient, it's difficult to be patient, especially when we are waiting for something we cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
come on now.
Like salvation. I'm going to say that again. It's difficult to be patient, especially when we are waiting for something we cannot see. We are waiting on things. We are asking God for. We can't. We anticipating it. We looking forward to it. But that coming that word again, patient and wait. We got to wait. We got to have patience. He showed us 10 years ago, this was going to come to pass. And we wondered why it haven't come to pass. And when I read that about how long it took for Moses to get the stuff God wanted him to have and to do, I said, God, forgive me. I have faith. I have this. But God, if it took Moses that long, 80 years, for him to be able to, for you to complete the things in him that you had for him. Just think about us, y'all. We ain't going to get it overnight. It's a process. And we got to move with the process. If anybody else would like to say something, I'll hush up a minute. Over in Romans 8, 24 and 25, you can read that scripture at your convenience. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hope for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Over in Romans 12 and 12. We all got maybe different reading depending on what Bibles we are coming from. But it says, be glad for all God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble and always be prayerful. We got to pray with patience, ladies. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You'll find that in Romans 8 and 28. You know, think about it. Should you, however, not only at once obtain answers to your prayer, don't be discouraged. But continue patiently believing, persevering to wait upon God. And as assured as that which you should ask would be for your real good, and therefore for the honor of the Lord. And as assured as you ask it solely on the grounds of the worshiping of the Lord Jesus. You know, so assuring you will at least obtain the blessing. I'm going to speak for me. I myself have to wait. Answer to my prayer. But at least a lot of them are coming to pass. So I'm steadily waiting. I'm not throwing in the towel because I prayed this morning for something. It may take a day, may take a month, may take a week, may take 2 or 3 years. But I'm praying and giving it to him and leaving it there. I'm not going to keep picking it up every month. I'm going to pray about it, give it to him, because he's going to work it out in his time, not my time, because my time and his time is totally different. So I give God the praise on that one. You know, over in Isaiah 40 and 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and they shall not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That's one of my main scriptures, because I learned a long time ago that I have to wait upon God for everything. For my son healing, sick as he was at 3 months, I had to wait on God. All I could do was keep him in prayer and do what I know to do that God told me and wait on him for the manifestation. And it started coming to pass. Little by little. But I continue. I didn't throw it in the towel. I didn't give up. I'm still waiting on some stuff for my son. But I'm waiting patiently, haven't give up, but doing what God said do, giving him all the praise, giving him all the glory, because no matter what we think and see, we still got to wait on God. You know, if you're tired and have not won, never stop for crying. All that's great, good is done just by patient trying. You know, I think about somebody mentioned Job. And I thought about Job. And I thought about the flood, the all-time favorite Bible story of the great flood. Besides being a wonderful story, it also provides valuable lessons about patience and faith. In my fine like mind, I can see Noah and his three sons feeling the huge cypress tree hacking off the bark and hewing the trunk to make the assignment God had given him to do. Here they, you know, I thought about, they worked for years on that boat in a spot far inland. They listened to all kind of criticism like we women's going to go through every day. They have to, you know, they hammered, they planned, they saw. But Noah kept preaching. His topic was always the same, repent. But his neighbors was more interested in sensual pleasure and greed and gluttony, idolatry and innocent bloodshed. We see that going on right now today. And we still praying and talking, repenting. We still saying, be patient. Wait, God got a blessing for you with your name on it. We hear it all the time, but nobody want to wait. Everybody in a hurry. Everybody want to live in a microwave age just because we got a microwave. Everybody want it done pronto, right then and there. But God is saying, I'm trying to teach you patience. So that means you got to wait. So, you know, I thought about that. How Job waited on the Lord, all he went through. All throughout scriptures, we find passages of different ones that had patience, had sickness, had bars, had all kind of things. But they had to wait on blind man. He had to wait for his time. He had to stop waiting on somebody else, but wait till when God say, do you want to be whole? Do you want to see? The woman with the issue of blood, look how many years she went. 38 years. Used up everything she had. Wasn't that teaching her patience? She had been waiting. But until she made up her mind that she knew she had to turn everything over to Jesus. And when she heard Jesus. Go ahead. Somebody want to say something?
And this will be my last talk. You know, if God promised you something, you know, just have patience and wait on it. Many times we give up, and sometimes we give up right at the time when the blessing is there. I think about sometimes people call us, and we'll put them on hold, and then we'll remember, oh, I got somebody else waiting. But when we go back to the line, they be have hung up because they got tired of waiting. I think about Abraham and Sarah. God had promised them a child, but they got impatient, and Sarah told him to go another way, and he did. But that wasn't the promised child. So when God promises something, don't get out of the ring where God have you at. Stay right there and wait on God to do what he has promised you. He'll eventually give it to you, but while you are waiting, find something to do while you're waiting. That's just like we're waiting on a blessing from God. We're waiting on something. Just start praising him. Start thanking him. Giving him glory. Thanking him for the blessing already being there. You know, and but if he promises, it will come.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Carla. You know, matured. Facing each new day with patience, calmness, and confidence that God is in control. We said
that's right.
We know God is in control.
That's
but we got to put that down on the inside of us. We know God, you said it. And whenever you present it to me, God, I'm still thanking you. I'm praising you not in advance for it. So when it materializes, I'm going to even praise you more because I've been praising you all the way because I know it's coming. And I'm patiently waiting for it. Oh, my. You know, coming up to the close of our broadcast for today, you know, let patience have her perfect work.
Mm-hmm.
Any great work of art take time to be perfect in the hands
mm-hmm.
of the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Let patience have her perfect work. Salute under the chisel of the sculpture. Stand steady to the blow of his mallet. Clay on the wheel. Let the fingers of divine potter mold you at his will. Not our will, but his will. We always say, Lord, put us back on that potter's wheel. Make us right. Obey the Father's likeness, word. Hear the brother who knows you and died for you. I don't know if it's any brothers. I don't think it's any brothers on the line today, but sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy. Encourage those who are timid. Take tender care of those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. You'll find that in 1 Thessalonians 5:15. And when I think of all the people in the Bible, some want to go before God, and like you say, Abraham and Sarah, it's so many scriptures in the Word of God that we can read and see that they had no other choice but to have patience and wait.
Amen.
And the children of Israel, God could have saved them in 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. But here, look how they was. They had to go around that same mountain 40 years, murmuring and complaining. God don't want us murmuring. He don't want us complaining. And when you think about, no, it may not have happened today, but when we start thinking about the goodness of God, all he's doing for each one of us, we wake up one morning, and the miracle we've been waiting on, here it is, right here at our door, at our thing. And like the caller said early, we got to watch, keep our ear gates. Watch your anointing that God has placed upon you. Don't let nobody mess up your anointing, your eyes, your ears from hearing what God is saying, your eyes where you see what God is doing. When we patiently wait, when you just learn to wait patiently, things will unfold right before your eyes.
Amen.
And that's what we have to do. This is what he gave me today, was patience. And I know a lot of people don't like to have patience. And don't tell them by waiting. Oh, they don't want to even hear that word. And tolerate? Oh, that's another one. They don't want to even tolerate. So I thank each one of you ladies for coming on the broadcast today. Our next broadcast will be in February. And we're going to have another name. We're going to have another exciting topic. I already have it already in queue. God had me to work with that yesterday. So we're going to have a really good one next time with the women on that one. So I want to thank each one of y'all ladies for coming on today. And I always close off, but if any lady on the line would like to close us off in prayer today, feel free, because this is a line for women, and everyone come on. Because it's not about Sadie. It's all about Jesus. So if anyone like to close us off today, feel free. Gracious Father, we come to you today just to say thank you. Thank you for the broadcast today. Thank you for patience, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for teaching each one of us how to wait patiently on you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we may get overwhelmed, dear Heavenly Father, that we are not more powerful than you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting patience develop character in each one of us today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the trials and the tribulation we go through. We thank you for the faith that you give us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for just being God, dear Heavenly Father, for showing us how to wait on you, dear Heavenly Father, how to learn to listen to what you say and listen and getting the assignment that you give us each and every day and all during the day, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise and we give you glory today for this broadcast. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father. And as each one of us leave this broadcast, we do not leave your presence, dear Heavenly Father. I said if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each woman that's on this line and tell her just how much I love her. And until the next time, I want each one of you all to be blessed. Hug yourself today and say, God, I thank you for patience that you have given me. I thank you for the trials, for the wisdom, and for the knowledge, and for the tolerance that you have placed on my life today. So until our next section, be blessed. Love each one of you all. And until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.